Want to get this money? Want to work through this pain? Learn the philosophies of the Exoticpreneur. Welcome to the Exoticpreneur Show, where defining your purpose is winning with pride. I am your host, your friend, your gentleman. I am Don P. Welcome. Let's go. This is your boy, Don P, the gentleman. Welcome to the Exoticpreneur Show, where defining your purpose is winning with pride. Today's episode is a little bit about losers. Now, why are we talking about losers? Because the reality of a loser is they have found a way to lose professionally to become winners. I know that doesn't make sense, but I'm going to make it make sense. How? See, losers haven't been afraid to sacrifice. That's how you become a winner. Because, see, what happened is, and I'm going to tell you a story about how I came out. See, when as a kid, I was by myself a lot. Even though I was the oldest, I was held to responsibility. So I had to sacrifice my own individuality for the betterment of my family. I had to be the oldest. I had to be the responsible one. I had to be accountable. So I had to lose a lot for me to gain more. Because, see, what happens is I was had to be mindful of everyone else. And in that case, in that place, it allowed me to be given more responsibility. Now, of course, there are some areas and some places where that people will say, well, I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it. Well, see, the thing is about the universe and how the entrepreneur understands getting their mind, body and spirit in the proper alignment to create their capital gains is that they had to give up. They gave up everything. See, the entrepreneur understand that they had that whatever inhibitions or whatever things that held them up mentally in their mind is they had to get over it. Why? Because they consciously knew that they had to get better, and to get better, they had to sacrifice what everybody else said, what everybody else did, what everybody else judged to get some form of capital gains. Because when you're trying to get it out the mud, when you didn't have much and you wanted more and you sacrificed everything. College students do it all the time. They sacrifice their livelihood, their sanity, their peace of mind, their sleep, just to get that better, that passing grade to be accepted in that world so that they can get a qualifying job, so they can change the narrative that they came from. College students do it all the time. In Exoticpreneur, we sacrifice our mind, body, and spirit in a space to create capital gains so that we can at least have an opportunity to be able to put food on the table. See, those sacrifices are a little bit different than those that just say, oh, I had to get outside assistance. Not saying that that's something wrong, because I was on public assistance, you know, but there was still someone giving me something technically for nothing. See, but when you're in an Exoticpreneur world, they're not giving you nothing. You got to earn it. And when you're earning it, you've actually got over any mental hangups or obstacles to basically expose yourself in a space, in an area where that once you're out there, you're out there. There's no turning back. See, a lot of times when you get into a game, you want to test the water. And when you test the water, you don't know if it's hot, cold, or anything. And if it's too cold, if it's not perfect for you, then you're not going to do it. You're not going to make that sacrifice. You're not going to go to the next level. Why? Because you're not prepared to make the risk. You're not prepared to take the risk. See, there's no thing in the real world in the opportunities to be better, to go higher without sacrificing, without taking a real risk, without exposing yourself to the fear of loss. The opportunity of gain comes from losing. The opportunity of winning comes from losing. Jordan said, I've lost more. I've missed more shots than I won, but eventually I got better at the techniques to eventually get those pressure shots. Because now when the power hits you and when the pressure is on, you can hit those clutch shots. Why? Because you done already lost enough. So you're a lot more calmer when you're not worried about, am I going to lose? It's not so bad when you fall more than once. See, kids do it all the time. For them, their legs to get stronger, so when they're crawling, they have to get up, fall, get up, fall, get up, fall. Eventually, they fall enough to their legs get strong enough to start getting them, allowing them to get up. And then naturally, you start winning. See, that's what losers do. Once you lose, you learn something. You learn what not to do. When you put that hand over that open fire and that stove, you realize that it's hot. And what happens when it's hot? You know not to put your hand over that bad boy again without some muttons or something that can protect you, so that when you, so if you want to take that risk or go out in that educated space and get started allowing yourself to get those capital gains, now you have a form of education from that experience. So now you know how to protect yourself. You know how to move. You know how to anticipate a situation. Because see, one thing about when you gain experience, you start gaining that education from their experience, you start finding now that there is a pattern. And when you start seeing similar patterns, now you get predictability. And when you get predictability from that experience that you have, now you're able to protect yourself and now be better prepared. And with proper preparation produce proper profits. PPPPP. Not three P's, five P's. But when you do poor preparation, you're going to get poor performances. So it can go either way. But if you have not took the loss, how are you going to understand how to win? See, the more you prepare yourself by getting over the fear of loss, you will get the gains. Because the thing is that helps all of us go crazier or have us such a hard time is that your fear of loss is greater than your fear of gaining. You want the nice house. You want the beautiful car, but you're not willing to make the sacrifice. You're not willing to take the risk. You haven't been able to be paid to take that loss because you want a sure thing. And the only thing that's sure in our life, and as many successful people have told me, you're going to pay taxes and you're going to die. That's a guarantee. Everything else is up for debate. There's no such thing you're going to find love, yet we all want it. There's no such thing that we can wake up the next day, but we always want to wake up. There's no such thing that we can walk out and see a friend. There's no such thing. The only thing that's guaranteed is that we're going to get up if we're fortunate enough to get up, and we're going to have to take a risk. We're going to have to be willing to lose a little bit of time, a little bit of sleep, a little bit of energy. Why? To get that gain. Because once you get that gain, you start realizing that the rewards are going to become better as you lose a little more. Because as you lose a little more, you're going to start learning a lot more. Yes, I'm repeating myself on purpose because I want you to really get this in your spirit, that for you to win, you got to be prepared to lose. No one wants a loser. But everybody loves a winner. But here's the reality situation. Do you know how many times did they lose before they start winning? You might not see them in the gym, but guess what? They shooting. I love when Rick Ross says that you weren't with me shooting in the gym. See, because during those dark hours, during those points where that you didn't know if you can go on, if you can persevere, but you've seen the vision and you knew that, hey, for me to get that vision, I got to give up something. I got to sacrifice. I got to expose myself. I got to let myself go. I got to be willing to lose for me to get the win that I really desire. See, as a young man, I'm 5'10". I'm short, but I love playing basketball. I love playing basketball. So I was willing to put myself out there. So genetically, I wasn't perfect for good height, yet I had the speed. So for me to be able to get on the team, I was able to make up what I lacked in height with speed, heart, and tenacity. My hands was quick. My feet was fast. So I didn't get caught up on the actual problems, the obstacles. Your genetics. But I just took the time to just learn what I did have going for me, the positives, and took those positives and turned it into a proper opportunity to get the experience I needed to be able to make the team. Because you make yourself useful. But the only way you make yourself useful is by willing to put yourself out there and not being worried about losing, but understand that it's an opportunity to get a game. And with that being said, hey, look, I implore y'all to all check out to new Healthy and Sexy. Actually, you got to find me on Instagram at Donald Paratus. That's my first and last name. D-O-N Donald, right? D-O-N-A-L-D Paratus, P-E-R-A-T-T-I-S. All one word, all lowercase, right there on Instagram. That's my official page. That's me. You will see me in its all in all its glory and all its realness and all its reality. You know, and I implore y'all to check out the website, theexoticboss.com, and check out our a new line called the Snatcherini. If you don't know about the Snatcherini, it's just focusing on our health and wellness. Yeah, I'm forever going to be on our health and wellness. But when you get your Snatcherini for the teeny, you know, you're getting your body back in order. You know, as we've been detoxing and actually getting all the poop out and getting all those toxins out of our body, you know, it's going to allow your body to start snatching back into the space. And with our online workout programs that are absolutely free, it's no charge. You just got to, you tap in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to catch a Snatcherini session. And we're just going to do a HIIT training for 30 minutes. And get your snatch in and get your rini on, so that when you walk around and you say snatch a rini, they're going to know what you're talking about, because you're going to be looking at absolutely beautiful, absolutely delicious, completely snatch a rini, and just a exciting person, and just gloat over, because it's nothing like when you put yourself out there and you actually make the sacrifice, be willing to lose that weight, lose that ego, lose hang up. To get that win of that confidence, that snatch arena, and be able to have the self confidence, the self empowerment, and the actual encouragement and confidence to go out here and share. So as I ask y'all, I want y'all to always stay healthy. Let's get wealthy. Don P out. See you later. Hey, this is Don P here. Look, if you enjoyed this show, then make sure you subscribe and share. You know, share with your friends. Show us some love, you know. And if you feel inspired enough to show us some even more love, hey, click the link and support the show by leaving us a small donation. Every little bit counts, because it helps go towards keeping us up, keeping us moving, keeping us working, and allow us to continue to empower and encourage other exoticpreneurs in and outside of the industry, leaving donations and supporting them financially from people that are really going through some serious hardships. So if you got it, share it. You know what I mean? With that being said, hey, look, make sure you follow us on Instagram at The Exoticpreneur. That's The T-H-E Exoticpreneur, E-X-O-T-I-C-P-R-E-N-U-R. I know it's a long word, but hey, look, man, at the end of the day, I need y'all to stay healthy. Let's get wealthy. Define your purpose. Let's wear with pride. Don P out.